Aaron Vandebogart tells of the downrent war. There aren't many people around anymore who can tell about the downrent war, but I've heard it from my father many's the time. All the land around here was owned by a rich man by the name of Livingston, a patent, they called. The governor gave it to him. Livingston wouldn't part with his land. He'd only lease it for three lives. That is, me, my son, and my grandson. And when the lease was up, they'd tell you to get off. If you didn't, they'd send the sheriff with papers to put you off. And if you still stayed, they'd tear down your chimney. Then you'd have to go. It was a mean thing. You worked hard all your life. Then when you were too old to start again, they'd put you off. The lease said so many acres of land had to be cleared every year, and buildings kept in good condition. But a lot of people got discouraged and didn't bother. The rent wasn't so much, a couple of cords of wood, three or four bushels of grain, and some chickens, but you had no security, especially if you had a good productive farm. Some man would come along, and Livingston would sell it for $1 an acre. Sometimes Livingston would promise somebody a title to his property, then, when the time came, wouldn't sign the deed. There was an awful fuss about the Lake Farm, you know, where Charlie Lasher lived. Kingston City owns it now. It was over that farm that Charlie's father got tarred and feathered. They gave him a good dose, and he'd have died if his wife hadn't been able to get the tar off. He collected rents for Livingston. Feeling ran high. They were uprenters and downrenters. Now, the uprenters were satisfied with the way Livingston did things. If somebody came to your door and said, "Uprent," and you didn't say, "No downrent," they'd come into the kitchen and pour the pancake batter or the swill pail on the floor. One night, before the agent was supposed to come, Colonel Cooper called a meeting to his house after dark. All night long, the men made plans while they molded bullets, and the women made calico nightgowns and masks of feed bags, all trimmed with horsehair and turkey feathers. All this stuff was hid in the woods, and the plan was, when the agent was sighted, the men would be called together by the blast of a dinner horn. They'd get their guns and meet in the woods, and everybody was cautioned to shoot carefully so nobody got hurt. The next day, when the agent arrived in his handsome carriage with three horses, he was met by a band of Indians who wouldn't let him pass. He said if they didn't get out, he'd run over them. Then they started shooting. One bullet took his hat off. Another went through his coat collar. Well, sir, he was so scared he killed two horses in his hurry to get back to Hurley. When he sent the sheriff after him, the Indians dragged him off his horse, rolled him in the mud, and burned his papers. The next day, the sheriff came back with some men to help, and they managed to get hold of an Indian, and the sheriff arrested him. The other Indians got between the sheriff and his prisoner, and then they held the sheriff and his men until the prisoner got away. That poor fella had to hide in a swamp for 3 weeks.